Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You know, an interesting conversation about economics and positioning and strategy and so on and so forth. What's interesting is there's new research coming out all the time. I talked about this last week about sort of preparedness. Moving in, so pre-retirees moving into retirement, how prepared they are, and what they're basing their plans on. Now, this is American data, fairness, but anecdotally, you and I can say that this would support the kinds of interactions that we have on a regular basis in Calgary.
Correct.
Okay? So American data, fair enough. But it was looking at pre-retirees' preparedness moving into retirement and what it's based on. One of the first questions that were asked in most conversations is, do I have enough? Can I do it? Right? Some question, some form like that. But there's stress associated with this uncertainty of knowing, can this be done? Is this a high probability outcome or is this just a crapshoot? Right?
Yeah.
Now, Transamerica did this report in looking at people's savings plan. What number do I need to get to?
So this is a U.S. study, so we'll put that as a caveat just so people understand that this is where we're getting the data from.
Right.
This Transamerica study, which the first line that caught my attention out of it was, of those are baby boomers, 45% of them say that their savings target, the amount of money they need for retirement, is based on a guess.
Well, of those that actually had it, right? Of those that have it. So of those that even have a plan, 46% said it's a guess. So it's not 100% of people have a number.
It's
worse than what we're thinking.
Correct.
Right,
it's a guess.
Yeah.
And so then on my social media day, I'm on a Facebook group chat, which are all retirees from North America.
Yeah.
So I joined it just to see what the conversation's like, maybe give my two cents, get some wisdom from people. And time and time again, I see people posting on this chat line or this chat group, and they say, I'm 2 years away from retirement. What do I need to do to prepare for retirement? And then, of course, because it's me, I come out and say, have you a retirement plan in writing?
Right.
To outline what your financial situation may look like over time.
Right.
9 out of 10 that ask those questions come back and say, what are you talking about?
Right. Right. And that's what this research report said, is we don't get into the nitty-gritty, was their words, where people aren't getting into the nitty-gritty of the actual plan.
Now, there are a group of people in this Facebook group, and I'm going to use this as anecdotal evidence to kind of make a point. There's a group of people who are scared to know the reality. It's kind of like going for a physical with your doctor and saying, he might find something. I don't want to know that.
I don't want to know.
So there's lots of people that do not go for an annual physical because they don't want to know.
Right.
Okay. Their head is in the sand.
Right.
The same thing happens when it comes to retirement planning. I don't want anybody telling me I can't do it.
Right.
Or I don't want to show all my information, or I'm worried of the outcome.
Yeah.
Okay. There's another group of people who literally cross their fingers and hope it works out.
Right.
That the higher being or something out there is going to be able to help them through retirement financially. And I'm speaking of financially. There's a whole bunch of different parts to retirement. What are you going to do? Who are you going to do it with? All these things that you go through, emotions. That I understand.
Yep.
When it comes from a financial perspective, they're crossing their fingers and they're hoping it's going to work out.
Yeah, and here's the issue. And listen, everybody can make it through retirement. You and I both know that. What we're negotiating is the quality of life and the quality experience that they have going through it.
It's the experience. You're absolutely right.
Right. Everybody can make it through and survive in Canada. Okay?
And so can you kind of just dig into that? We've got a couple minutes before the end of the show. Just kind of dig into when you say everybody can retire, because that's not the message the industry that we're in says that. You need to save millions of dollars to get to your retirement goal. If you don't do that.
Right.
So when you say everybody can retire, what do you mean?
Yeah, well, listen, we've got a Social Security now in place. CPP, you've got OAS, you've got GIS, you've got government subsidies that will ensure that nobody is starving to death in Canada. Okay, you're going to be able to get through it. Lots of different options on how you get through it. If what you have doesn't create the lifestyle experience that you want to have, then there's options including going back to work, to, you know, just shortening, like doing it for a short period of time, right? I'm going to have 10 years of fun and it's going to fall off over that. There's lots of different levers to pull here.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, everybody can retire.
Of course.
But if you want the quality,
correct,
if you have a certain quality of retirement that you want, that requires a plan. And if you're not prepared to change your lifestyle from going from one level, let's call it higher,
yep,
to the basic minimums, right, so you can survive, right, through retirement,
right,
then a plan is required.
A plan is required. And what's interesting about the plan, we talk about this with people all the time, even if you were to put a plan together and you overspent in 1 year, as an example, mm-hmm, okay, the implications of that overspend don't happen tomorrow or next week or next month. The implications are years into the future.
Potentially, yep.
Potentially, right. Yep. I mean, you could lose half on doing something crazy. But, yep, but for most people, if it's, okay, I went on that around-the-world cruise that cost a little bit more this year because it's my 50th anniversary,
yep,
right? And that was more than what I planned on spending. This is not a catastrophic event. Going to Vegas, putting half on black and coming up on red, okay, different outcome here. But the point is, the plan allows us to take a look into the future, use some conservative assumptions, get a sense if there's going to be a problem. If there is a problem, how do we solve that particular problem, yeah, right? Versus going in blind, spending way too much early on, and then getting to a point where there are no options. It's just reduce quality of life. Lifestyle goes down, right? And that's what everybody's trying to avoid.
I don't think people really understand that, because their fun years, let's make up a time frame, 65 to 75, yeah, is what people focus on. They don't realize that 75 to 85, completely different. 85, right, and beyond, right, completely different.
Right.
And so the quality of life, of what you have in your vision of your retirement, will change and has a higher risk of not being what you wanted if you don't prepare for this.
Correct.
So, correct, if your head is in the sand, or you're crossing your fingers and, you know, hoping this is going to work out, those two strategies may not work for, most likely, right, won't work for,
right,
you.
Well, most certainly what it will do is it will create stress. We see it all the time. That's the source of stress, is the uncertainty. I get that it might be stressful to go through the process and find the answer maybe is not the answer you wanted, right? I get that. We understand that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, bearing your hand, hope's not a strategy. We talk about that in the seminar all the time. Hope, correct, is not a strategy, right? It's, you know, some people use it. It may or may not work out, but it certainly can't be considered a strategy.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about, we got to wrap this up. We're running out of time.
You talk too much.
Our upcoming seminar. Yeah. yeah, because we're going to continue this conversation then. That's
and
right.
So it's not only the plan, it's not only growing your money, but how do you protect yourself? How, yeah, do you ensure or bulletproof your retirement? And that's what we're going to talk about on Tuesday, May 14th, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. Now, you need to reserve your seats, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
And don't forget that you can access any of our past segments on morethanmoneyradio.com, or you can have them directly delivered to you. All you have to do is search for More Than Money, CHQR, on Apple Podcast or in your favorite podcast app. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.